I'm Coach Daniel. Welcome to Insomnia Insight number 351. It is an important one. We're going to see how you have to delegate sleep. It is very important. And I want to thank Jessica for this one. Jessica is one of our viewers and she shared this with me today. In fact, a really, really, really good analogy. So here's the thing. We all, as human beings, we have a part of our brain that is there to regulate sleep. You may have thought that, you know, that's not the case for you or something is wrong with it, but it's there, you know. We all have a personal sleep assistant in our brains, probably somewhere in the brainstem, okay? And that personal sleep assistant has a pretty easy job. It's a pretty good job. Really just has two things to kind of regulate, if you will. And so your personal sleep assistant has to check, you know, how sleepy you are, how much your body needs to sleep. And when that condition is met, when your personal sleep assistant thinks, okay, you were pretty sleepy now, I think it's time to sleep, it has to check one more thing. Is it safe to sleep right now? You know, from an evolutionary perspective, you can imagine that there are some places you shouldn't be sleeping in that are really dangerous for you. So your personal assistant has to make sure that it is safe to put you to sleep, okay? When those two conditions are met, you're sleepy and it's safe to put you to sleep, sleep will happen. You have this personal assistant right there in your brain working on your behalf, but he is confused. Because when your personal sleep assistant says, it's time to sleep, you go, just when he's about to make you sleep, you go, but what if I don't sleep? And he goes, whoa, hey, danger, danger. I can't make you sleep right now. There's apparently something we have to work on. And you go, what if I can't sleep tomorrow? Oh yeah, that's right. We have to process that one now. Okay, I can't let you sleep now. And you go, why don't we take this? Why don't we try this one? Okay, let's try that. Let's see how that works. Now your personal assistant is confused and scared. He may even be thinking that he's going to get fired. He may be thinking that you are really upset at him because you're telling him what to do. You're telling him what to do. You're upset. You know, you're questioning if he's doing his job, etc. So this, your questioning, your personal sleep assistant makes it hard for you to fall asleep. When you eventually do fall asleep and wake up, the same thing happens. Your personal sleep assistant knows that you're probably pretty sleepy and your assistant would, you know, recommend some sleep at this point, but you go, but why am I awake? What did you do? What are you doing? Why are you waking me up? And your personal assistant becomes confused again. He thinks that there's something going on, some kind of threat, some kind of problem, because you're scaring him. What you're doing is you're trying to tweak, to kind of meddle, to control your personal sleep assistant's job. And that makes it very, very difficult for him to do this job on your behalf. So what should you be doing? You have to learn to delegate. You have to say to yourself, okay, this is not my job. I can't willfully take over this job or make myself sleep. I can't do this job on behalf of my brain. I have to delegate. And guess what? Delegating feels great. Delegating feels great. You don't have to do the job. Just tell somebody, just tell your assistant, do this job for me. Great. Your assistant will be happy. You will be happy and you'll sleep well forever. When you learn how to delegate. Hope this one makes sense. Please leave a comment and let me know what you thought about this one. And thank you so much to Jessica for sharing this one with me. If you want to learn more about delegating and sleep in general, and if you, like Jessica, wants to be both a learner and a teacher, then please check out our self-coaching program at our webpage at sleepcoachschool.com. And guess what? If you want to learn more using an app, well, guess what? There is an app for that, and it's called Bedtime. Check it out on the App Store. That said, look forward to hearing your thoughts on this one, and I'll be back with more real soon. Until then, take it easy.